V'yitein lo shimayim. It's a little bit different than the other kinos in the sense that it's written about the Crusades. It's not directly related to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Crusade period, first crusade in the year 1096. It was a terrible, terrible destruction amongst the Jewish people. In fact, it was so bad that they wanted to make a fast day specifically for the destruction. And the Kina says, Simuna alavachem, misbeit malakashra, says that it's all, at the end of the day, it goes back to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we mourn even the Crusades on this day of Tisha B'Av. Similarly, after the Holocaust, there were those who wanted to create a fast day for the Holocaust, and Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, where he quotes this kina, and he says that we're taught over here that even when there's a national disaster, a national Holocaust, the day of fasting is today. And that's why we speak about the Crusades in this kina. As we go through the kina, you'll notice that full towns were destroyed. And not only that, but we know people that were there. Who are the people that we know that were there? Anyone who learns Gemara? The Tosfos. The Tosfos lived in the time of the Crusade. In fact, the Munkach Rebbe, Minchas Elazar, has a sefer called the Divrei Torah. And he writes over there that his grandfather, the Bnei Yisachar, had a tradition that the night before, a bunch of Tosafists, they were sitting and they knew that the next day they were going to be killed by the Crusaders. And they knew that unless they converted, this was it. It was over. And that night, they sat down and wrote the longest Tosfos. Baba Kama, it's in Perek Meruba, it's almost an entire page. And the tradition is that massively long Tosfos was written the night before the people who wrote that Tosfos were murdered by the Crusaders. It was a terrible, terrible time. We have a tradition that Rabbeinu Tam, grandson of Rashi, in the year 1146, during the holiday Shavuos, a whole bunch of Crusaders entered his town, pillaged his home, took all of his possessions, desecrated a Torah scroll, and inflicted 5 knife wounds into his head. Rabbeinu Tam. Miraculously, there was a nobleman watching this whole episode, and he promised this angry mob that he would convert the rabbi to Christianity. So leave him alone. This Rabbeinu Tam was the leading Tosfos at the time. He said, don't worry, I'll take care of him. And they left him alone, and he survived. And because of that, Tosfos that we learned, Rabbeinu Tam, that brings us into the Talmud, brings us into the Oral Torah, into the deepest of the deep. We spend hours and hours and hours trying to understand as we explore the truths of Torah. Rabbeinu Tam, he was almost murdered. Other of the Baalei Tosfos were murdered. It was a terrible, terrible time for the Jewish people. On the other hand, we actually see something very unique. Because many of us think that we have it hard. Many of us have made major changes in our lives. We have difficulties. difficulties within our family, difficulties financially. Everyone has their hardships. Everyone has their struggles. As we speak, our brothers down south, there are rockets flying over their heads right now. Life is hard. There is difficulty. You can't compare what these people were living through. They'd be sitting in their home and someone would just come in and stab them, the greatest rabbi of the time. They'd be murdered left and right. And this happened again in Spanish Inquisition. This happened again later on. The years, tough fest and tough test, when 300,000 Jews were murdered, and then the Holocaust. These people were living day in and day out out of fear that they might not live to the end of the day. As hard as our life is, these people had it much harder. And what came out of them, those survivors? Rabbeinu Tam came out and continued to write and give sermons and to teach Torah that we still benefit 1,000 years later from. Unbelievable. It's important, in a moment we're going to hear from Mr. Lefkowitz, it's important that when we hear about people that came from terrible, terrible, terrible times, that we don't just say, okay, afterwards, if they keep the status quo, they're good people, that would be true. These people became giants. They, activism, saving other people, spreading the Torah, spreading the message. They went all the way to the other extreme. And we can't just listen and walk away and say, wow, that was inspirational. We say, okay, so what are we going to do? We have it much easier. Sitting in the air-conditioned base medrash opposite the Kotel. It's without even sitting outside in the heat. It's easy. What are we going to do to go ahead and make the Jewish people a better people? What are we going to do to bring Kiddush Hashem into the world? The Chassam Sofer in Parshas Devarim asks a very interesting question. This year we know Tisha B'Av was really yesterday, but we didn't observe it because it's Shabbos. It can't fast on Shabbos. So we're sitting here today on Sunday. So he asks, what's it going to be when Mashiach comes? We know, like we say in the Megillah, Tisha B'Av is going to be a holiday. It's going to be a Yontov. So are we going to observe the Yontov on Shabbos? If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, are we going to observe it on Shabbos or are we going to observe it on Sunday? So we all would have thought, of course, Shabbos. The only reason we didn't observe it yesterday was a technicality. You can't fast on Shabbos. But when the holiday comes, so any other holiday that falls out on Shabbos, we celebrate on Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer brings different proofs that no, it's going to be on Sunday. Why? Because we're not just going to be celebrating the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is here. We're going to celebrate that we used to be fasting, and now we're no longer fasting. We used to be down in the dumps, we used to have trouble, we used to have difficulties, and now we have it all. And therefore we have to commemorate that, celebrate that on the day that we would have been fasting. Any person that has any difficulties in life, and that's the nature of the world, we have to make sure that we don't just bounce back, but we bounce forward. We bounce high up, super high. We have to learn from Rabbeinu Tam, from many of the other people, from Mr. Lefkowitz, who we're going to hear about in just a couple minutes. We have to learn from them that we don't just come out and survive, but we come out and we thrive and we grow and we accomplish and we do, and our bar is high and we shoot for high. And then we do that, we'll turn whatever we were mourning over into a complete celebration. Be'ez Hashem, like thinking about this, while we're reading about the terrible calamities that befell the people during the Crusades, we should think about how great we can become and then act based on that. Kina Chafhei.